All right, folks, welcome to week number four of the Health Ranger Live presentation on financial preparedness and health preparedness. This is the fourth and final week of this presentation. For the next hour, we're going to be talking about information for your health preparedness. I'll lead off this hour, though, with information, an update on the financial situation, what's going on there. And then we'll take questions for 30 minutes after that. So this will be about a 90-minute event. We may go over. I will try to keep it within 90 minutes, but if we keep having good questions, I'll just do my best to keep answering them. Remember, if we get disconnected for any reason, or if you have internet problems, or if I have internet problems, don't worry. This is all being recorded. And I'm going to send you an email after the show tonight with the MP3 file that you can download, like I've been doing every single week. So don't worry if there are any kind of technical glitches. They can happen from time to time. Not a big emergency. Okay, I got to give out the disclaimer. Once again, remember that I am not your financial advisor, and I specifically disclaim any responsibility for financial decisions you make after listening to this show. These are all my opinions. I'm not licensed in any kind of financial authority of any kind. These are simply my opinions of what I think is happening. And every decision involves risk, especially decisions involving your finances. So keep that in mind. You should always work with a qualified financial advisor before making any decisions that affect your finances. Right. And those are the same financial advisors that told you to buy houses during the housing bubble and to buy stocks during the dot-com bubble, right? So you know how much I value typical financial advisors, although there are some really well-informed ones who are exceptional. They really do know what they're doing, so see if you can find one of those. All right, here's the information on the financial system. What's going on this week? You know, Washington is so incredibly predictable. If you're ever in doubt about what Washington will do in a financial crisis, just remember these two words, print money. They're so predictable. They could walk into a palm reader's office and sit down, or someone doing a crystal ball, and they could sit down, and the person doing the palm reading says, oh, you're a senator from Washington? I don't even have to read your palm. I know what you're going to do. Print money. They're always going to print more money, no matter what the crisis. As a result, here's what's happened. They have, in the short term, averted the failure of the banks, which was really a big risk. That's why I urged you to take out some cash, just to have enough cash for 30 days or so. And I advise you to always do that here for the next few years. Make sure you always have at least 30 days of operating cash. You know, what you need to buy food or medicine or whatever you need to have for 30 days. Have that cash on hand. It's a very important piece of advice. Now, the reason is because this whole global financial system is on shaky ground. It's on thin ice. And it could have problems in the near future. However, it looks like they've averted those by printing money. They've averted the short-term problems. But they've made the long-term problems far worse. Instead of allowing these institutions to fail like they should have, they've been bailing them out by printing new money. In other words, they're bailing out bad debt with more new debt. They're not bailing it out with savings. They're bailing it out with more debt. And as a result, they are putting this country on a track. It's on a track. It's now on a course. And it's headed towards hyperinflation. This is where America is now going, financially speaking. And the reason I sent you a video earlier today about Weimar Germany, it's the post-World War I Nazi Germany, I'm sorry, pre-Nazi actually, but post-World War I Germany, the economy there was devastated because Germany had signed the Treaty of Versailles with France after the war with England and France, right? And they had to pay all this money. It was something like 2 billion German marks every month or something they couldn't possibly pay. So the only way to pay it was to print money, just what Washington's doing today. Well, they were printing all of this money, and of course it caused financial hyperinflation. In other words, the currency was hyperinflated in the German economy. And this exploded at one point, about 1923. It exploded to the point where you had to carry a wheelbarrow full of cash down the road just to buy a loaf of bread. And by the time you got there, the price of that loaf of bread may have doubled. Throughout history, this has been the downfall of many nations. And even when the nation survived itself, for example, Germany survived, the people in power in Germany did not. And in many revolutions, they literally did not survive because they were hanged or whatever the people did in those cases. But you could be looking at a revolution in any country that suffers hyperinflation. And the United States is now on that track. So what we're going to experience in the next year, I predict, is actually a short-term benefit from the printing of new money. Because in the short term, everything looks good. You're like, wow, look at all this new money. All this money from nowhere. It's bailing out the banks. But then in the long term, that is, once the inflation starts to kick in, this could get really bad. So I predict 20 to 40% inflation next year. That is, over the next 12 months. In other words, the price you pay for food could go up 20 to 40%. The price you pay for everything could go up 20 to 40%. In the following year, it could be the same or even higher. And my prediction is now that within 3 to 4 years, the United States could experience a hyperinflationary currency blowout. And interestingly, that puts us right on track with the year 2012, which was quite surprising because I never believed any of the specific predictions about, you know, things are going to, the universe is going to end in 2012. You've heard that, right? You've heard that online. People are always telling me that. I'm like, well, how do you know? They said, that's the Mayan calendar and all that. Well, regardless of what the Mayan calendar says, economically speaking, I think the universe of the U.S. dollar ends in 2012, and with about 80% certainty. It could happen sooner or it could happen later, based on what the people in Washington actually do. Now, here's why I mentioned this up front, because I know this isn't necessarily new information for some of you. But the reason this is important is because when there is hyperinflation, there is inevitably an outcry from the public. And the government always steps in with what? Price controls. Price controls. Because that's the way the government tries to solve the problem. They will mandate that that loaf of bread has to cost only $10,000 instead of $20,000. And literally, that's what it could cost in a hyperinflationary scenario. So the government steps in and they kick in these price controls. Well, price controls, if you've ever studied economics, price controls immediately result in mass shortages of the items being controlled. So the minute bread is price controlled, you have a massive shortage of bread because it's at an artificially low price, which means everybody swoops in and buys the bread. Or people take the bread off the shelves and they sell it on the black market for the real value of the bread. So inevitably, you get massive food shortages. Now, I want you to imagine America in 2012 still running on a hyperinflationary currency. Some poor soul is in the White House. Whoever inherits that job next is going to be wishing they hadn't. I pity the poor fool who gets the White House after this election. They're in for a real ride. In any case, imagine America in 2012 with hyperinflation, bread cost $10,000 a loaf, possibly, and there are price controls in place, and there's massive shortages of food. What happens then? Well, of course, that's when you get riots. That's when you get social unrest, because not only are the people broke, but now they're starving. And now they can't get medical care. I mean, they don't have food, they don't have money. These are the ingredients of revolutions throughout world history. This is what makes people angry. This is what gets people to march on their capital, right? I mean, again, just read history. You've seen it hundreds of times through the human history. It is at that point that, of course, martial law has to kick in. So you can expect martial law if that hyperinflationary event happens. Martial law is just a matter of time. The other thing you can expect, and this gets to the topic of this week, is massive outbreaks of infectious disease. Now, why is that the case? Because you have a population in this scenario, you have a population that doesn't have good health, and they don't have access to food. And they don't even have a good currency through which they can buy the kinds of things they need to stay healthy. People lose their immunity, and many of them might become homeless, and they might live in conditions that are not sanitary. So you have outbreaks of infectious disease. Again, we saw this in post-World War I Germany, and we've seen it in almost every nation that suffered a similar type of event throughout world history. The outbreaks of infectious disease, then, can be another real threat to your life. So tonight we'll talk about, number one, how to be insulated against the spread of infectious disease. Also, I'll give you an update on how to be insulated from hyperinflation. Now, we talked about that during some of the previous weeks, but let me just summarize that and say, look, if you have gold right now, if you're invested in gold mining stocks, you should hold those investments, in my opinion. Hold on to them. Even though they might go down, they might go up, there's going to be some short-term volatility. In the long term, in a 2012 type of scenario like I've just described, which is a possibility, I'm giving that about an 80% chance now, then your investments will pay off in a huge way. A huge way. In fact, they may be one of the few things left that are actually worth, you know, real value. So you should hold on to those for that time frame. If you're buying gold, if you're buying gold mining stocks, if you're buying precious metals of any kind, hold on to them for 5 years. Just plan to hold on to it for 5 years. Because that's the time window that we're looking at here. Now, okay, let's see. What else here? In terms of the stock market, you've seen the massive stock market crash in the last week. And then, it was the biggest crash ever in the history of the stock market. And then it was followed by the biggest ever rally in the history of the stock market. Went up over 1,000 points in one day. That was then followed by 2 days, that's yesterday and today, of more downturn in the market. Truth is, the market's all over the place. Nobody knows what's worth anything anymore. There's massive volatility. My advice is do not try to time this market. Don't think you're smarter than the market. Because to do that, you have to psychologically reverse engineer the stupidity of other investors. And it's very difficult to do that because you don't know if anybody's sane or rational or whatever. And most of them aren't. They're just following the herd. That's why the market goes up one day and goes down another day. They're just all doing the same thing. Nobody's thinking rationally about this. The truth is, right now, there are some actual bargains that you can get into. And I advise you to listen to Stephen Leeb, the Complete Investor. He made a recommendation after the drops last week of one company, a Brazilian company, for example. He made a recommendation, sent out an alert. The next day, that company went up 30% in one day. Just an example. But there are some bargains out there. There are some companies that have PE ratios of 5. And, you know, they'd be a bargain at 10, but they're 5. So they're a great deal right now. Stocks, I think, are one place to put investments. And remember, if the currency hyperinflates, it doesn't matter. You still own a share of a real company that does something real in the economy. When the dollar hyperinflates, the only people that really lose are those holding dollars. If you're holding physical gold or you're holding shares in a gold mining company, that has real value that can outlast the failure of any one currency. So please consider these strategies to be long-term strategies. And don't freak out if, you know, if the market goes up next week, some of these investments are going to go down. Gold's going to drop. Every time oil drops, gold drops. So, you know, be ready to hold on to these for several years. Okay, let's move on to the health preparedness information. That's enough for the financial part. Here's, in terms of health preparedness, you got to think about infectious disease for sure. But you also got to think about being independent in terms of protecting the health of yourself and the health of your family members. And tonight, I'm going to give you an ancient Chinese formula. I'm not kidding. I'm giving you an ancient Chinese formula taken from a textbook thousands of years old that is called the Major Blue-Green Dragon Formula. I'm not kidding. This is the actual name. This can save your life from almost any infectious disease, including bird flu, including SARS. So forget about, you know, the vaccines that they offer out there, which are useless, like Tamiflu is completely useless. It only attacks one strain of bird flu, if bird flu ever became a problem. This medicine that I'm going to describe to you tonight, I'm going to give you the recipe. This medicine is a multifaceted, system-wide medicine against all of these airborne infectious diseases. Of course, it has been outlawed in the United States, so you can't buy a formula. You have to make it yourself because the FDA doesn't want people to have access to real medicine anymore. It would be a threat to those who are selling the vaccines, wouldn't it? But I'm going to give you this recipe tonight, exact breakdown, and I'm going to tell you how to go get these ingredients yourself and make this formula yourself. So in terms of the major ideas here, the principles of being prepared with your health, number one is to get as healthy as you can right now in preparation for any kind of difficult time or an outbreak of infectious disease or even a lack of supply of the foods that you rely on today. If any of these events happen, you want to be in the healthiest position possible on day one. You don't want to be walking into a crisis living off of on junk foods and taking a lot of pharmaceuticals and having a compromised immune system and all that stuff. No way. You want to walk into it as healthy as you can possibly be, because that way if your health slides down a little bit because of what's going on in the world, you have a lot of buffer compared to most people. If you start out healthier, you'll be healthier at the end of the crisis. So that means if you haven't done it already, clean up your diet. Get all the junk out of your diet. You know, the food additives, the hydrogenated oils, the MSG, all of these things, get them out of your diet. Build up your stores of vitamin D. Now, I know winter is approaching here, so it might be difficult now to do that through sunshine, but you can do it through supplements. And probably the most affordable vitamin D3 supplement is sold by Vitacost.com. So you go to Vitacost.com, search for vitamin D3. I will also be emailing you a list of a lot of links for places that you can go and get the various health-related items that I'm talking about here. So I'll email that to you here in a day or two. Next thing is to get all the toxins out of your body. So get rid of those personal care products with fragrance chemicals in them. Get rid of the laundry detergents. Get rid of the pesticides in your yard, the chemical solvents, the cleaners in your house, you know, the cleaners in your garage. Get rid of all that stuff. Get the toxicity out of your life as best you can. Now, of course, this is good advice at any time, but it is especially important during potential hard times, because you don't want to be toxic and have a compromised immune system if there's some kind of crazy infectious disease coming around. There's also the issue of, you know, people who are healthy have more resilient nervous systems. They can adapt to stress far better than those who have compromised immune systems. You even see this in U.S. soldiers. There are soldiers, by the way, who live on a raw foods diet, who eat superfoods. I know because they emailed me. I got letters from soldiers in Iraq who follow natural news. I know it sounds hilarious, but it's true. In fact, we may have some listening right now, but they're on a healthy diet. They can handle the stresses of war far better than a soldier that's eating junk foods and typical military foods, because their nervous systems can't handle the stress. They cannot adapt. So eating right is part of the secret for survival during any kind of crisis. Whether it's a natural disaster, social unrest, or even just financial crisis. You know, people wake up one morning and they've lost 25% of their portfolio. That's stressful. So what can you take for that? Rhodiola. R-H-O-D-I-O-L-A. Rhodiola. There are many different herbs that are called adaptogenic herbs. You can look that up. Adaptogenics. That just means they're adaptogens. They help you adapt to stress. Take those herbs and you'll be far better off. Astragalus is another great example of that. Ginseng is another adaptogenic herb. And the best source, I think, in America for high-quality ginseng is Dragon Herbs, which is dragonherbs.com. Next thing you need to do in building up for any kind of health preparedness scenario is to boost your bone density. You need bone density. To do that, it's good to do a little exercise, and the best thing is a little rebounder. You know those mini trampolines that you can get in your living room? Use a rebounder. Just bounce on it for a few minutes a day. If you do that for 60 days or 180 days or even a whole year, and you have vitamin D, and you have calcium and magnesium and trace minerals such as strontium, then you will build up massive bone density. And that is a storehouse of minerals that your body can actually bank on in times of crisis, so that if you're not getting enough minerals through your diet, your body can actually strip those minerals from your skeletal system and use them as a storehouse of nutrition. So build up your bone density as best you can. And to do that, again, you're going to need vitamin D plus exercise. That combination, that combination builds up massive bone density. Next important point underlying principle of health preparedness is to get off of the prescription meds that you can get off of safely. And of course, you should always do this under the direction of a qualified health practitioner, which in my view should be a naturopath. I wouldn't really do this with an MD unless they're very alternative or progressive. But get off the prescription meds, folks. Why? Because in a difficult economy, you may not be able to get them. The other thing is that those prescription meds are most likely destroying your health. They're compromising your bone density. They're destroying CoQ10 in your cells. They're sapping your cognitive function. They're making it more difficult for you to survive in difficult times. Get off the meds. Your life will improve during easy times, and your survivability will skyrocket during difficult times. So get off those meds as quickly as you can and as safely as you can, again, under the direction of qualified people. Use natural foods, use raw foods, use superfoods, use medicinal herbs to get off those meds. I mean, if you're on a thyroid medication, you should be using iodine. You should be reading books of Dr. Brownstein, who has books on iodine. David Brownstein, I think, is his name. And check out his books. Learn about how you can use iodine, large doses of it, in fact, far larger than what most people think today, to get off of thyroid medications. And of course, it's in my view, medications for high cholesterol are completely outdated. There's no need for anybody whatsoever to be on those medications, or even blood pressure medications or diabetes medications. They are all completely obsolete. You can replace them all with safer, more natural herbal preparations or nutritional supplements. So read up on that. For example, red yeast rice extract, which is sold at Vitacost, helps replace cholesterol drugs. For diabetes drugs, you can, first of all, just change your diet. Don't eat sugars. Don't eat refined sugars, and you won't need those drugs. We're talking, of course, about type 2 diabetes, insulin resistance. Type 1 diabetes is a bit of a different story, but you can also use cinnamon. You can use nopal cactus, N-O-P-A-L, nopal cactus. You can use Gymnema sylvestre, the Indian Ayurvedic herb. All of these things can help replace diabetes medications. And for blood pressure, there are many different ways to regulate and normalize blood pressure, and you can learn about juice feasting as one of the ways to do that. So those are the big principles. Get healthy now, boost up your bone density, boost up your vitamin D stores, get off the prescription meds, take adaptogenic herbs. This will prepare you for any kind of health challenge that might be coming your way. Now, I'm going to move on to the next section, which is called the best underground medicines. These are the best medicines I know of, and you need to have these medicines in your possession before anything like this hits. So it's good to have these on hand at all times. Number one is an anti-cancer salve that was actually banned by the FDA. This anti-cancer product was made by a gentleman who I know personally and have known since 1997, and he was, in fact, arrested by U.S. authorities. He was thrown in prison. He spent 3 years in prison for daring to create this anti-cancer medicine, and he eventually was set free, and he fled the country. He now lives in South America. And his product is a genuine cancer cure for topical cancers. So cancers on the skin, you know, something that's an external cancer. This salve, which has many ingredients that are very similar to the Hoxie cancer cures from the turn of the 20th century, these really work. The product name is called CanSEMA, C-A-N-S-E-M-A. You can find it and buy it online at www.altcancer.com. That's A-L-T cancer.com. It will be shipped to you from Ecuador. Yeah, that's right, because again, it can't be sold in the United States. What's in it? A lot of anti-cancer herbs, including bloodroot, many others. It is a very important formula. In fact, Dr. Brian O'Leary, they used to be friends. I get them confused sometimes. But Dr. Brian O'Leary, a former NASA astronaut and a physicist, you know, a doctorate physicist who I interviewed in Ecuador, he suffered from a topical cancer growth on his back, and he used this exact product. I know because I was there. I talked to him in person. He used this product, and it completely removed the cancer tumor over a period of about 45 days. The cancer tumor was gone. This product cured his cancer, and it has done it for many, many people. So get this product, altcancer.com. The next product you need in your underground cures medicine chest is MMS, or Miracle Mineral Solution. The website I suggest for this is www.bettermms.com. That's BETTERMMS.com. And MMS is like Mary, Mary, Sam, MMS.com. This is a stabilized oxygen kind of solution. And what it does is it creates this oxidative, it's a highly oxidative solution. And you might say, well, that sounds bad. I don't want to oxidate my body. However, it is pH selective, so it only targets the oxidation of parasites and bacteria in your body and cancer cells and things that shouldn't be in your body. And if you take this internally, it has these just amazing health effects. I've talked to people personally, one gentleman I know in Ecuador who used this to overcome within seconds an excruciating food poisoning problem that he couldn't even stand up and walk. I mean, he was crawling across the floor. He used this MMS to cure that condition within seconds. He was blown away. And this guy doesn't even use natural medicine. This was brought to him because he felt like he needed to go to the emergency room. So get some of that, bettermms.com. The next thing you need is nascent iodine. And you can get that from integratedhealth.com. That's the website, www.integratedhealth.com. And that's Dr. Hank Lear's and Fred Lear's website. Nascent iodine is, once again, an amazing underground medicine. It is a natural medicine. It contains a special molecular form of iodine that can be used in two ways. One, it greatly enhances your immunity to infectious disease. It also enhances your nervous system function and protects your nervous system in ways that I think researchers are only barely beginning to understand. But the other thing is, you can use it to purify water. So if you're in a place and you don't trust the water, and that could be a post-inflationary United States or Canada or UK, wherever you are, if society is breaking down, one of the first things that happens is that the quality of the water gets really bad too. So if you don't trust the water, you can put a few drops of this in the water and let it sit for a few minutes, and it will purify the water by killing off any pathogens that could be in that water. And then you can drink it. And even though it tastes a little funny, it tastes like topical iodine solution, which would be toxic. It's not that. It's something that's totally different. And I've been taking this. I always take this now before I travel because I don't want infectious diseases on the airplanes, right? Okay, a question has come in. What about colloidal silver or ionic silver? Yes, absolutely. Colloidal silver is something that should be in your medicine chest. And the website I recommend for that is silver100.com. And let me just double check that and make sure that that's still coming up right. Silver100.com is the website I recommend. And that's the company that has the best colloidal silver that I've ever seen. And colloidal silver, of course, is highly antibacterial. And don't worry, it's not going to turn you blue, which is what the people are trying to scare you about, you know, the conventional medicine people. The company is called Envision International. I know the owner. I've known him for many years. And Silver 100 is the best silver product out there. So be sure to add that to your medicine chest. Okay, next thing. All right, here are a couple of sources for you. If you want to get some bulk herbs, which is a really good idea, and I will go through some of the bulk herbs that you probably want to think about, it's best to buy them from these bulk herb suppliers rather than try to get them in capsules, in vitamin bottles from online vitamin retailers. And there are two sources I'm going to give you here. One is called Herbal Advantage, and the website is www.herbaladvantage.com. And that's a company based in Missouri, believe it or not. And Herbal Advantage sells hundreds of different bulk herbal products. And they specialize in stevia, by the way. They'll even sell you stevia plants, but they'll sell bulk herbs to you. A company that I like even more is called Mountain Rose Herbs. And the website, not surprisingly, is www.mountainroseherbs.com. Mountain Rose Herbs is an amazing, amazing supplier. This is a supplier of certified organic herbs from all over the world. They have all kinds of things that you need for health preparedness. I'll give you a list later, but I want to point out right now, one of the best things they offer that you should have in any kind of preparedness situation is what's called Anise Star Pods. Anise Star Pods. Anise is A-N-I-S-E. You might pronounce it Anise. Anise Star Pods. And well, what's so special about these Anise Star Pods? Well, you ever heard of something called Tamiflu? This is the anti-bird flu medicine created by Big Pharma, right? And they've tried to sell this to governments all across the world. Well, that medicine is made from a chemical called shikimic acid. Shikimic acid only comes from one thing, star anise pods grown in China. I think that's where they grow them, China. Maybe it's India, but it's China. That's where they get this shikimic acid. Now, in fact, in the bird flu scare a couple of years ago, what was going on? Oh, I'm sorry. These are coming from Vietnam. Okay, so they're grown in Vietnam. During the bird flu scare, which could come back to haunt us, by the way, that's not over. That situation has not been concluded. You could not buy star anise anymore because it was sold out everywhere across the country, even in the Chinese herbal markets, in Chinatown, in big cities all across the country. It was sold out because people knew, especially the Chinese, they knew that this was the cure for bird flu. And if there was a bird flu problem, you just take this and you boil it in a pot of water. This is the way Chinese herbs are almost always prepared. You boil it in a pot of water and you let it sit and steep. And this extracts all of the active chemicals in the star anise. And then you drink this soup. And this is the way you drink Chinese herbs typically. And this has these powerful, powerful anti-bird flu effects. But it's not just anti-bird flu. It's anti-airborne infectious disease. So this is one of the hidden medicines. This was part of the cure of infectious disease outbreaks throughout the history of Asia. And of course, the modern media doesn't want you to know any of this. They want you to depend on conventional medicine and their vaccines. They don't tell you Tamiflu, it comes from an isolated ingredient in a Chinese herb grown in Vietnam. They don't want you to know that. They want you to think that they came up with it. They don't want you to know Mother Nature created this stuff. So that's an important source for you, mountainroseherbs.com. Next source I'm going to introduce with a disclaimer up front. This is a source that is like a paramilitary supply source, hardcore survival gear. The only reason I mention it is because they have some really low prices on basic survival stuff like, you know, emergency preparedness kits or compasses or, you know, safety whistles and things like that. They're called Cheaper Than Dirt. You can find them at cheaperthandirt.com. But again, if you buy something from them, don't be surprised when they mail you a catalog that has assault rifles on the front cover. It's always kind of amusing flipping through there and seeing what kind of violent stuff you can buy online these days. Quite fascinating, in fact. In any case, it is a great source for many preparedness items, including things like paracord. You know, do you have a good, strong cord to tie things with? Maybe not. Maybe you have a pair of shoelaces, but you might want to keep those on your shoes. So lots of things like that at that online retailer, cheaperthandirt.com. Okay, and by the way, of course, I don't have any financial arrangements with any of these companies. I'm just mentioning them here for your benefit as part of this presentation. Now, let's move on to the bird flu formula, the major blue-green dragon formula. I love the name. It sounds like a fantasy movie coming out of Hollywood. The major blue-green dragon invades the village. All right, here it is. First of all, this is a formula that you should only use if you are showing symptoms right at that moment. And these symptoms include the following. So in other words, this is not a prevention medicine. Don't be taking this every day to prevent this an outbreak of infectious disease in your household. This is stuff to take if you've already been infected. Okay? When you go to the hospital and they say, sorry, the beds are full, go home and die, because that's what they'll have to do. Instead of going home and dying, you can go home and take this, and you will live. Here are the symptoms. Aversion to cold. Inability to sweat, like you're not sweating, but yet you have a high fever. You're coughing. There's yellow phlegm coming out when you cough. Your body is aching. You're very thirsty, and you crave icy cold water, and you have no appetite. Sounds like a morning in college, doesn't it? after a Friday night. In any case, if you have all of those symptoms, then here's the formula that can help you out. This is an ancient Chinese formula. And this is taken from Chinese medicine professionals, really hardcore practicing professionals. I happen to know one. I happen to be very close to one who reads the ancient texts in Chinese, the texts that aren't even published anymore, 2,500-year-old books. And in those old books, they knew more than modern medicine knows today after a couple hundred years of Western science. The ancients still know more. Here's the formula. Ready? The first ingredient is ephedra, 9 grams. Now, where can you get ephedra? The FDA has banned it, right? Well, not exactly. You can still buy it in bulk. In fact, you can buy it at mountainroseherbs.com. However, the disclaimer is you should never, ever, ever take ephedra in isolation. It's dangerous to take it in isolation. You have to take it with the whole formula here. And if you have heart problems, you should never take it at all. In any case, always check with a qualified health or medical practitioner before doing any of this stuff. But here's the formula for you. Ephedra, 9 grams. Cinnamon twig, 6 grams. Fresh ginger, 9 grams. And I'm going to email this to you, by the way, so you don't have to type it all in. Gypsum, 12 grams. Apricot kernel, 6 grams, which is an anti-cancer seed, by the way. Jujube dates, 6 grams. And honey-fried licorice, 6 grams. There you go. That's the formula. You take that formula once a day if you are suffering from those symptoms. This can save your life. This can literally save your life. So I thought it was very important to get the formula out to you. Here's one place you may be able to get this. It's a Chinese herbal store based in San Francisco. Now, if you're lucky enough to live in San Francisco, just go down to Chinatown. You can get all this stuff. If you don't live there, go to this website, www.drkangformulas.com. That's drkangformulas.com/herbs.htm. You got that? Dr. Kang Formulas, in Chinese, of course, it's pronounced Dr. Kong, but I'm Americanizing it for you. Dr. Kang. It's like yin-yang. You know what in Chinese yin-yang is pronounced? Yin-yang, not yin-yang. But I'm just translating this for you. Okay, so it's drkangformulas.com/herbs.htm. Because you know Chinese food in America isn't really Chinese food, right? It's like Taco Bell is not Mexican food. All the Mexicans listening to this are laughing their heads off because they know what I'm talking about. All right, next, let's talk about food. Okay, we mentioned Walton Feed previously. A side note on that is that Walton Feed has a very long wait time now. I don't even know how long it is. It might be 12 weeks. It might be 16 weeks at this point. If you want some of the organic quinoa in the long-term storable cans that I mentioned earlier, and you haven't yet ordered from Walton Feed, I urge you to order now because they have a long wait time. Lots of people want to be prepared now. People are waking up to this. All right, next thing. One of the best ways to have nutrients in your own kitchen, even in difficult times, is to get yourself a sprouter. Now, the sprouter that I recommend is called Easy Green Sprouter. And the best place to buy it is this website, rawveganbooks.com. Doesn't sound like a site that sells a sprouter, does it? But I assure you, they actually do. Okay, wait, Walton Feed, update. Yep, orders are 12 weeks out. I was correct. 12 weeks is the wait time when you order from Walton Feed right now. And by the way, if times get difficult, that will extend to 24 weeks. It'll be 6 months at one point. Don't be caught in that queue. Order your stuff with Walton Feed today, and I'll mention a couple more things that you might want to consider ordering from Walton Feed. In any case, the Easy Green Sprouter from rawveganbooks.com. That is the company of Matt Monarch, who is an outstanding individual who also owns some land in Ecuador, and he's big in the raw foods community. So he will sell you that. While you're on his website, buy some nut milk bags. You can use these for lots of things. You can use them for juicing. You can also use them for making medicine. For example, straining out the herbs in the Chinese herbal formulas. So get yourself some nut milk bags with the Easy Green Sprouter. And it's the best sprouter. I've tried them all. It's the best one out there. It's not perfect, but it's the best one available today that I've ever seen. And then get yourself some sprouting seeds. Sprouting seeds are fantastic. There's so much nutrition in a box of sprouting seeds. It takes up a tiny amount of space. You add water, and you put them in the sprouting machine, and then in your own kitchen, you can grow vitamins. You can literally grow living foods. You can have raw foods, nutrition, high protein, with lots of enzymes right there in your own kitchen. All you need is electricity to do it. And in fact, you can do it without electricity. That's even optional. It's better if you have it, though. But you can do it without it. I have lots of sprouting seeds for that very reason, because I know that if everything shuts down, which hopefully will never happen, but even if it does temporarily, if the grocery stores shut down, if the long, long supply lines that are currently supplying Western civilization are ever interrupted for some reason, for example, a currency hyperinflationary blowout, then I can sit in my kitchen with this Easy Green Sprouter and a box of sprouting seeds, a couple of cans of Living Fuel Superfood and some Boku Superfood, a few bottles of vitamins, and a 50-gallon container of water, and I can survive. It's not going to be the greatest time ever, but it's going to be survivable. And you'll probably be healthy at the end of all that because you'll detox from eating all the sprouts nonstop. All right, next thing. When you're up on Walton Feed and you're going to order things, consider these items. Organic hulled buckwheat. Why? Because you can soak buckwheat in water, and then you can eat it raw. It is a very high protein grain. It's, in fact, one of the best proteins from the world of grains, other than quinoa, which technically isn't really a grain. Also, consider brown rice and various beans that you can get, because you can mix beans and rice and you can have a complete protein. It covers all 8 essential amino acids, even though you do need to find a way to cook those. Also, consider some peanut butter powder, buckwheat groats, or some of the other similar items sold on Walton Feed. So check that out, waltonfeed.com. Next thing to consider, Boku Superfood now is available in a family size. It is my top recommended non-meal superfood. In other words, it's not a complete meal. It doesn't have the protein in it. But it is the best superfood I know of. The family size is great for preparedness. It stores for a couple of years or even longer in the refrigerator. Go to this website, shop.bokusuperfood.com. Actually, you can find it. Just go to bokusuperfood.com. Find the Boku Superfood family size. Click on that. Normally, it's $179, which sounds like a lot of money, but get this. If you order it on the auto ship, which you can make it like a 90-day auto ship, then it's down to $85, which saves you a lot of money right there, almost $100. And then if you use this coupon code, which I managed to get for you here, this is the Natural News coupon code, NN10, that is the letter N, the digit 1, and the digit 0. You got that? NN10. The N's are capitalized, NN10. Use that coupon code, you'll get another $10 off. So you get for $75. You get a family-size container, a very large container of a high-density superfood that normally would cost you $179. How's that? I'm doing my best for you. I always try to get these deals for you. Also, get some Living Fuel, but it is expensive. LivingFuel.com. This stuff you can live on. In fact, I just bought, I think, 6 cans of that because I was kind of getting low. It's very expensive, but it's great stuff. Get the super berry flavor. It's the best stuff for it. You know, it's superfood with protein, so you can actually live on it. Just mix it with water, and you can live on it. And remember what I said last week? Some people say, well, I don't think I'm going to be able to drink that. You know, I what if I don't like it? And my answer is, if you don't like it, you're not hungry enough yet. You will eventually love it. Yeah, you'll be eating those sprouts all day long. You'll love that stuff. It's all about what your options are, right? Okay, next. Survival food. We talked about dog food last week and, you know, the human-grade dog food from the company called The Honest Kitchen. So I'm not going to go over all that again, but just want to give the web address, thehonestkitchen.com. And the most affordable product they have is called Keen, K-E-E-N. The one I recommend that has turkey and seaweed in it is called Embark. There's also a formula made with quinoa called Thrive. And a 10-pound box of this human-grade food from The Honest Kitchen makes 40 pounds of fresh food when you rehydrate it with water. So think about that. In a 10-pound box, you can carry around 40 pounds of food. And you might say, well, gee, I don't like that food. Once again, you're not hungry enough yet. This is the food that I store for these purposes. Because, you know, when all the raw chocolate bars run out, you know, and you've drank all the delicious green superfood, you've gone through all the really good stuff, eventually you're going to get to The Honest Kitchen, and you're going to be glad you have it. Next source I got to recommend is called BePrepared.com. I mentioned this previously, but I have a list for you now. This is called Emergency Essentials. The website, again, is www.BePrepared.com. That's BePrepared.com. What do they have that's interesting? Check this out. They have a super supply of freeze-dried fruits. 15 cans. These are number 10 cans. For $359, you get these 15 cans of freeze-dried fruits. Why would you want freeze-dried fruits? Well, number one, they have a shelf life of about 10 years. It's amazing. I'm still eating some stuff that I bought like in 1998 from this company. It's still good. I blend the strawberries into the smoothies. It works great. The other reason you want it is because it's really light to carry. Dried fruits are really, really light. They don't weigh much. And you can rehydrate them with water. The other reason is if you're in a situation where it's hard to get food, you know what it's going to be difficult to get? Vitamin C. And fruit phytochemicals, they're going to be very hard to come by because fresh fruit doesn't survive in a difficult economy. In other words, if there's hyperinflation, all the produce goes bad because it's not getting delivered or it's not getting harvested. You're not going to get fresh food in that kind of economy. I mean, in post-World War I Germany, 1923, they didn't have fresh fruit. They were lucky to get meat. They were lucky to get cheese. They had grains, legumes, you know, stuff like that. That's what they had to live on. And if you don't have fruit in your diet, eventually you're going to have some health problems. So this freeze-dried fruit can help you avoid those problems. Also, with this company, BePrepared.com, you can get freeze-dried mangoes, onions, broccoli, celery, potatoes, mushrooms, all kinds of things from this company. Fruit and vegetables. They even have emergency kits. They have Katadyn water filters, including the pocket water filter. There's one thing to avoid on this company, though. Do not buy their freeze-dried meals, like beef stroganoff, freeze-dried, because if you look at the ingredients on that, you'll freak out what they put in there. Those are all chemical additives. The Honest Kitchen is the better food if you want a meal, even though it's dog food. It's better than the human food that they sell in these meal kits at BePrepared.com. So don't get the meals. Just get the individual fruits or vegetables that you need. Also, lastly, at BePrepared.com, you can also buy the N95 masks. These are the respirator masks that you just put over your mouth in case there's infectious disease. However, I got to tell you, there's a lot of myths out there about what these N95 masks can really do. Truth is, these masks do not prevent you from inhaling other people's germs. They really don't. Mostly what they do is they prevent you from coughing out your germs onto other people. So if you really want to be protected against infectious disease, you need like an N99 mask, or you need a full-on facial, like respirator, something like a gas mask type of thing. But it's, you know, just for airborne viruses. You can get those at other places. You have to search around online. I actually do have a source for that. Let me see if I can find it before the end of this show to mention that to you. It might be a little overkill, but in case there is hardcore spreading of infectious disease, then I got to tell you, an N95 mask is not going to save you. No, probably not. All right, other essentials that you need. Make a list. Here it is. Get yourself some activated charcoal, some vinegar, some bleach, some borax. Why borax? You can wash things with it. You can wash laundry with it. You can get that at Mountain Rose Herbs, by the way, the borax. Get yourself some sea salt. You can also buy bulk sea salt from Mountain Rose Herbs. Here's another tip that was sent to me by a friend. He said, you know what he's doing to get some sea salt? He's buying a rock salt lamp. Have you ever seen those at specialty stores? It's a lamp made out of a giant piece of salt. And they drill out a big hole in it, and they put a light bulb in there, and it's this rock salt lamp. Truth is, you can eat the lamp. It's a clever way to store some salt. And it's true that in a famine type of situation, the one thing that most people are missing is minerals. You know, you're going to run out of magnesium and zinc because these things are excreted out of your body on a regular basis. You need to be able to bring these trace minerals back into your body. That means salt, quality salt, sea salt. And fortunately, you can get all those at Mountain Rose Herbs. Okay, other essentials. We already mentioned colloidal silver. You're also going to need some dried seaweed for precisely that purpose, which is the trace minerals that you need. Also, get yourself some vodka. No, this is not to kick back and watch Washington burn, if it comes to that. This is, in fact, to use for making your own tinctures. Yes, vodka is the alcohol that you'll use to make tinctures. So you might be buying bulk herbs from Mountain Rose Herbs. Here's how you make a tincture. Here's the 30-second version. You take a giant glass jar. You stuff it full of herbs. You pour in vodka until it covers the herbs. You put the lid back on the jar, shake it up, and wait for 2 weeks. You now have a tincture. Pour out the liquid, strain out the herbs, you have a tincture. That's how they're made, basically speaking. So vodka is what enables you to do that. Just use it for medicinal purposes, not for getting smashed. You don't want to be smashed when you're trying to protect yourself, right? Stay sober. Very important point. Okay, as I say, don't drink and survive. Okay, next source, Vitacost.com. I've mentioned them before, but let me mention a couple of items that you definitely need from Vitacost. One is the elderberry immune system, immune-boosting supplements. Go to Vitacost.com, search for elderberry. You will find some products there. These are the powerful antiviral products. These can also defend you against infectious disease. And if you do this together with the other things I'm talking about, you will have multiple layers of defense. Zinc is also good for defending you against infectious disease. Another great source, by the way, where did that go? I had another source here. Okay, another great source is a company called BaselineNutritionals.com. That's John Barron's company, BaselineNutritionals.com. They make a product, a tincture, called Super Viragon. This is a powerful formula based on garlic and some other herbs that just destroy viruses. And I've used this on trips, by the way. This stuff works. It is amazing. Don't take it on an empty stomach, though, because it really burns. Take it with a little bit of food. And this stuff knocks out viruses like crazy. But so does elderberry from Vitacost. Other things you might want to consider with Vitacost, they have a line of vitamins called Synergy Platinum. Synergy Platinum. This is a giant canister of individually wrapped daily vitamins. The reason this is important is because they have better long-term storage capabilities because they're individually wrapped. So even though this large bottle costs, I think, $299, which sounds like a lot of money, but, you know, you can start using these as multivitamins right now, and when you read what's in it, you'll be amazed. It is one of the best multivitamins that's ever been formulated. It covers everything. The fish oils, you know, the omega-3s, it covers all the vitamins and minerals and phytonutrients and plant extracts and adaptogenic supplements. Everything you need is all in one packet, and you can even use them when traveling. You can throw some in a purse or a pocket or carry on baggage, and you can use these. You can take them anywhere. That's why this is such a great product. And another thing they have is they have a brand new line of organic superfruit juices that you might want to be aware of. They're called Smart Basics. Smart Basics. And they are 32-ounce bottles of pure juices, either goji juice, acai juice, mangosteen juice, or noni. And these are 100% organic and pure. No fillers, no pear juice, no apple juice, no water, no fructose, none of that garbage. Just amazing. I personally would expect these to cost $60, maybe $50. You won't believe me when I tell you what these cost. I actually called my contact over there at Vitacost, and I said, what's the deal? How can these be so cheap? And he gave me the story about, you know, it's direct to consumers. They contract the fruit pickers and growers and packagers and everything. They do it all themselves. They don't have any people in the way taking profits. So the price to you is $16.68 for a 32-ounce bottle of pure organic acai juice. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. I ordered some the minute I found out about this, and I think you should too. I don't know what the shelf life is. I would guess no more than 12 months. But if you refrigerate it now, this is something that you can use in times of any kind of a health crisis. Next, moving on to Mountain Rose Herbs. And by the way, we're already at 55 minutes. Can you believe it? So if you have questions, I'm going to continue here. But if you have questions, we're going to start answering those soon. Email them to healthrangerlive@naturalnews.com. Keep those questions coming. We'll get to those soon. The source, mountainroseherbs.com, which I already mentioned. Here I have a list for you of some things that you may want to consider getting from Mountain Rose Herbs because they're very, very important in a preparedness type of environment. Those are the star anise pods, which I already mentioned, astragalus, which is an adaptogenic herb, also bee pollen, and bloodroot is another one that's really, really important. Because of its anti-cancer effects. They will even sell you chia seeds in bulk, which is quite amazing. You can get rhodiola herbs there, which are fantastic as adaptogenic herbs. You can also get seaweeds and sea vegetables, so you can have those on hand right there. And those, again, provide the trace minerals that you need. You can also get ginger oil, eucalyptus oils, tea tree oils. These are all very good as topical antiseptics. And finally, you can get beeswax there, which is useful for making various medicinal preparations. And let's see, what else? Bulk oils, such as coconut oil, unrefined coconut oil. You can get that there, 1 gallon for $41. Amazing, amazing deal. Grapefruit seed extract, which is a natural preservative you can use to help preserve any of these medicines that you make. You can even use it to help preserve water. And Himalayan pink sea salt. 5 pounds, get this, folks, 5 pounds of Himalayan pink sea salt for $34 from Mountain Rose Herbs. Unbelievable deal. I've paid way more than that for Himalayan pink sea salt. I think I've paid $34 for less than 1 pound. So this is a fantastic source for great value on this very, very important product. You need sea salt. By the way, there's another source I wanted to mention to you here. This is a place where you can get bulk vitamin C, and it's called Bronson Pharmaceuticals. But it's, or I'm sorry, Bronson Vitamins. They used to be called Bronson Pharmaceuticals, but it's called Bronson Vitamins, B-R-O-N-S-O-N. And if you go to bronsonvitamins.com and search for vitamin C, you'll find that they sell a 1 kilo container of vitamin C crystals. Now, they're synthetic. They're not natural. But, again, we're talking about long-term storage here. These crystals will store for a long time, a lot longer than fruit. And they will provide your basic vitamin C needs. And that can become extremely important in a situation where there's not much food available. So check that out. Okay, another thing to keep in mind, you might say, what can I grow that's good for me? What can I grow as part of my medicine chest? Aloe vera, number one, because you can eat that stuff. You can eat the gel inside the aloe vera. Go to youtube.com. I've got a video on there showing you how to fillet that, how to eat it, how to blend it into superfood drinks. And aloe vera is a powerful antiviral substance. It is also great for your blood. It helps your blood move better with less friction, and it's great for your digestive health. So grow aloe if you can. Also, another plant that you should grow is called the Indian consumption plant, or Lomatium dissectum. That's the Latin name, Lomatium dissectum. Indian consumption plant. See if you can find seeds online. It's not easy. I've tried, but they are available from various places. You may be able to find them from horizonherbs.com, which is a place to get medicinal seeds, another one of the great sources I recommend. Horizonherbs.com. You can get a lot of Chinese medicine seeds there, a lot of different medicinal herbs. So see if you can find an Indian consumption plant there. Also, grow any kind of culinary herbs that you can right there in your kitchen. Thyme, rosemary, even parsley, lemon balm. These things that you can grow very simply can be very powerful because they have these strong oils in them. These strong oils are all antiviral. They're all antibacterial. They can help protect you against infectious disease, and they have many different uses. For example, there's an antibacterial hand spray product out in the marketplace right now that's advertised as a natural antibacterial spray. You know what's in it? It's pretty much just oil of thyme mixed with some water. That's really all it is. And they sell that for a lot of money on a gallon-by-gallon basis, but you can make it yourself. Just grow yourself some thyme. Okay. Next thing, what about a watch? How can you get a watch that will last through any kind of crisis or difficult time? Well, the way to do that is to get yourself the new Citizen EcoDrive watch, which I recently acquired. This is amazing. It's a solar-powered watch, but it's actually high quality. Never needs batteries. And it's eco-friendly. They have one with a canvas band on it. This will last through many, many years. So check that out online. The Citizen EcoDrive watch never needs batteries. I bet you didn't think I was going to mention a watch, did you? But, you know, it's those little batteries. How are you going to find those batteries if nobody's open? You're not. Okay. Next thing, how do you stay strong? How do you work out in a down economy or a crisis situation? How do you keep your lean body mass? Because that might be important. You know, you need to stay healthy. You need to stay strong. How do you do that? Here's the answer. This is an amazing answer. There's a man out there. His name is John Peterson. P-E-D-E-R-S-O-N. John E. Peterson. I'm sorry, it's P-E-T-E-R. I'm sorry. Peterson. John Peterson has a book called Isometric Power Revolution. You can find this on his website, transformetrics.com. Transform, it's like the word transform with etrics on the end of it. E-T-R-I-C-S, transformetrics.com. Check out his book. This shows you how to do all the weightlifting or weight-bearing exercises that you'll ever need using nothing but your own body. So you don't need any weights, you don't need any equipment, you don't need a gym, you don't need dumbbells, you don't even need a mat. All you need is your own body. You can stay strong. And this guy has built up a huge body mass just doing resistance training using his own body. So this is, I've actually started using this in the gym. I've given up using machines completely. Just using his technique now to build strength. And it is, the results are absolutely amazing. I hope to be doing something with John Peterson here in the future in terms of interviews or even publishing his book. It's an amazing book. You can also find it on Amazon.com. Again, the book is called Isometric Power Revolution. It's good for both men and women. It helps you maintain lean body mass. Just remember that if you are working out, you're going to eat more food. So if you're really low on food, you might not want to do this. So you have to make that decision. More strength training takes more food. A couple other things, and we're going to wrap this up. One is books. Two books that I recommend, there's one called Ditch Medicine, which is kind of interesting. You can find that on Amazon.com. Another one is called, and I just got my own copy of this today, it's by an author named Cody London. Cody London, L-U-N-D-I-N. The title is just so much fun to say. The title is called When All Hell Breaks Loose. And the subtitle is Stuff You Need to Survive When Disaster Strikes. How about that title? When All Hell Breaks Loose. Well, this guy, Cody London, is an urban survivalist, and he shows you all kinds of amazing things, like how to build yourself a blanket out of garbage so that you can stay warm in a house. You don't even have a blanket, but you're freezing your tail off. You can wrap yourself in a garbage bag and stuff it full of paper. It's like a pack rat, like a human pack rat sitting on the couch. It's hilarious, but it works because it's insulation. It actually works to keep you warm. He does other stuff. Like he says, what the best way is to carry water, a portable water container that's very light and very inexpensive. Yeah, get this, a condom. Yeah, did you know a condom can hold a gallon of water? It's like a giant water balloon. You can actually carry around large amounts of water in condoms. It's absolutely fascinating. So there are other fascinating facts that are very practical, by the way. This is not a comedy book. This is a very, very practical book, but it is somewhat entertaining. So check it out. It's called When All Hell Breaks Loose. And you can find that on Amazon.com if they have any left by now. Oh, man. Every time I recommend something on Natural News, it's always sold out the next day. So good thing this isn't going out to everybody, huh? So you should be able to find most of this stuff. All right, now we are going to take questions. And what do we start with? All right, here's the question list. Thank you, by the way, for sending in all your questions. Question number one, is it true that taking too much vitamin D is bad for you? Sure it is if you take synthetic vitamin D. Yeah. However, if you're getting sunlight to get your vitamin D, then your body automatically regulates that. So it's impossible for your skin to make too much vitamin D. Your body regulates that because it's pretty smart. Yeah. But yeah, there is a level of toxicity associated with excessive synthetic vitamin D intake because especially vitamin D is a fat-soluble vitamin. So keep that in mind. All right, question. I'm in Canada. Will these product suppliers you mentioned ship to Canada? Most will. Most will. Yeah, absolutely. Of course, this is catered towards the continental United States. Those are where most of our listeners are from. So I apologize for that if you're listening from Canada or the UK or New Zealand or Australia. Do your best to find suppliers locally for lots of reasons, just to support your local economy being one of those. If you can't, and then go ahead and order from U.S. companies. Just understand, if you're in Canada, you're going to have to pay huge tariffs. The Canadian customs agents just drive me nuts. We try to ship stuff into Canada, and they always charge the recipients huge dollars. It's crazy. All right. Do you know if these sources will ship these items into Ecuador? Asks Gene. Thank you, Gene, for your question. Some will, and sometimes it will even arrive in Ecuador. Ecuador has about a 90% success rate at delivering packages. So keep that in mind. Just consider it a 10% tax on top of everything you buy. You're going to lose about 10%. Next thing, what about anise essential oil instead of the pods? It's more concentrated. Oh, yeah, okay. This person is asking, could we use the anise essential oil? I don't know if the essential oil extracts all of the phytochemicals that are found in the whole herb. I don't know that answer. The oil may lack something that's in the rest of the plant itself. So I would actually use the anise pods just to be safe. Okay, Steve from Michigan is asking about what's the shelf life for each of these underground medicines. It really depends. Things like MMS will last for many, many years. The Cancema cancer salve will also last for 5 years easily. Most of these herbs will easily last for 2 years or more. The key is to prevent oxidation by sealing them in airtight containers. If you can do that, you're going to get a lot of shelf life out of them. The things that will degrade all of these medicines are heat, time, and exposure to oxygen. So if you can eliminate all that, you're going to be in better shape. Also, of course, moisture. So keep them dry, keep them cool, and keep them airtight, sealed away. Like you can buy one of those vacuum, what is it called? I hear people saying it out there. It's a vacuum saver, food saver device, and you can vacuum pack all this stuff. And that actually works to protect it from degradation. So good questions. Thank you so much. Okay, here we go. My name is Oscar. Okay, if we're predicting that gold may fall to $600 in the coming years, wouldn't it be smart to hold off buying gold until it bottoms out? Well, perhaps, but that's a timing. That's kind of a timing the market type of strategy. It's true that Gary Carlson believes gold is going to go lower at some point. And he says that you really shouldn't invest more than 10% of your portfolio in gold right now. You should wait for the bottom to hit and then load up. But it's really a question of risk aversion. I think it's very smart for people to have some gold right now, just in case things get really bad all of a sudden. Also, the market timing principles that are behind those projections don't always hold up. Gold may never get as low as 600. It might. I mean, it might do it next week, but it might not. I think in terms of avoiding risk, it's good to have a certain amount of gold at all times. However, if it does go down to 600, you can bet I'm going to be loading up with more gold because I know where it's going eventually. I know it's going to a couple $1,000 an ounce at some point. In fact, if that 2012 hyperinflationary blowout scenario, if that happens, gold could be $4,000 an ounce. I'm not kidding. It could literally, actually, it could be higher. Because if the dollars are almost worthless, then you know the price per ounce of gold denominated in dollars could just skyrocket. However, again, I don't have a crystal ball, so I can't tell you exactly where it's going. Okay, someone, here we go. Someone, thank you, Wambui, yeah, for your question. I have a gut feeling that the internet could be shut down anytime without warning. You know, in a martial law scenario, that's absolutely true. They could shut down the internet. If you see my website go offline, or if you see some silly message on my website that says, sorry, I've retired, don't believe it. That's not me. That's somebody else taking over the website. Yeah, I guess, you know, if soldiers show up at my door and they say, stop typing, I probably have to stop typing, you know. Well, and then we'll get back online when we can, and we'll talk about what happened. That'll be lots of fun. In any case, yeah, of course they're going to control the internet. They have to control information sources. They control the media. They control the internet. They control free speech. They control your access to food and water. This is a good reason to leave, folks. It's a good reason to have a backup plan. I am not going to be in America in 2012. I guarantee you that. No way. All right. Someone asked, can we get a hold of the Constitution in Ecuador? Yeah, just Google it. Search for the Ecuador Constitution. Of course, it'll help if you read Spanish, because that's what they wrote it in, since they are, of course, Spanish-speaking people. If you want a translation of it, if you find one, send it to me, because I haven't found a translation yet. Next question from Kenny. What kind of vitamin D do you recommend taking in supplement form? Vitamin D3 would be the form that I would recommend. And fish oils are even better. Get it from fish oils. Lots of high-quality fish oil products out there. There's even one that I'm going to be announcing on the website, an innovative new company. I'm going to announce that this week. If you want to wait for that, it may or may not be of interest to you. It's not the cheapest vitamin D source, but it's a really good quality one. Vitacost has the cheapest source that is also of good quality. So that's where I would go, vitacost.com. Okay, Jenny asks, if our cash, our only source of cash is a monthly paycheck, is there a way to turn it into a foreign currency as soon as we get a paycheck? Yeah, sure. You can just deposit your paycheck in various financial institutions. For example, you could deposit in Everbank, like we talked about during week number one, and you could turn that money into the debt-free currency fund. So it would instantly be converted into those foreign currencies. You know, it's only going to be a matter of time before employees in the United States start asking to be paid in Swiss francs. Please pay me in something other than dollars. Jeez. It's going to happen. When that happens, that's a pretty good sign that the dollar is headed into oblivion. Which, again, I think there's an 80% chance of a hyperinflationary blowout within the next several years. I don't know how it's going to be saved. You know, unless they elect Ron Paul president, which... even then, it may be too late for him to change things, but he's not going to get elected anyway. Not a chance. So whoever gets in the White House, both of them are just spenders. They're both going to spend us into the same problem. So there's no way out except basically a blowout of the currency. Okay. Jenny also asked, I've heard financial advisors say deflation will come in the short term before inflation. Do you agree? Well, yeah, there's deflationary pressure on the prices of things. But there's inflationary pressure on the currency itself. So there is deflation and inflation happening at the same time on two different things. So, for example, oil is going down right now, so that's a deflationary trend on the prices of things like food, anything that depends on transportation. But as the currency is being created out of thin air by the Fed, it is hyper, well, not yet hyper, but it is inflating the currency. So you now have price deflation but currency inflation at the same time, which, by the way, is exactly what happened in 1923 in Germany. So read that history and you'll be fascinated. Okay, here's someone asking, Yvette is asking about Vilcabamba and homes in Ecuador. They seem to be, the lots seem to cost about $125,000. Are there any properties that have a livable house on them for sale for less than $125,000? The answer is yes, but they are not found in the communities. So if you want to buy a house just in the town, which is a very safe town, by the way, although, you know, it's not, we're not talking Beverly Hills here, but it's a house in the town. You can get into a house like that for a lot less than $100,000. But to find out about something like that, you got to go there. You really got to go there. You can't just go to a real estate site and try to buy it online. You'll get ripped off. They won't tell you the truth about what's there. And, you know, you'll pay for it. You'll go there. And then someone will show up and say, no, I'm the real owner, because there's no title insurance. All kinds of little scams like that. You got to watch yourself. Go there in person. If you're going to go there, you know, hook up with the people I know there. Call my office, 520-232-9300. Speak to Holly. Tell her you're going to Ecuador. Ask her for some tips. I'll send you some info, some people you can hook up with. Okay, now that gold isn't an option, asks Josh, what are some other recommendations for investing in the short-term period that is expected here? Okay, well, number one, go back to week number one, listen to that recording. Convert your money into things that are real. One of the best things to own right now is land. That is actual physical land on which you could grow food, for example. You can also convert them into these preparedness items that we've talked about. Real food, you know, real tools, things like that. Now, if you have a lot of money to protect, then you want to probably subscribe to The Complete Investor and start reading up on the advice of Stephen Leeb, because he gives recommendations on a regular basis. And he sends out alerts too, talking about what you can buy now, what's a good deal. And he and I don't always agree on everything, and you might not agree with him on everything either, but it's a great source of information to consider when thinking about how to protect the funds you have. In my opinion, by the way, if you do nothing with your, let's say you have 100 grand, that it's kind of your nest egg that you've built up. You have 100 grand and you're trying to save it. If you do nothing, you're going to lose it. That's my opinion. You're going to lose 99 cents on the dollar, maybe more eventually, because the dollar itself is not going to be worth anything someday. So you got to do something if you want to protect it. That's my opinion. Oh, by the way, there was a question that came in earlier that asks, why is it, Mike, that you can keep saying what you're saying? Like, how come the authorities haven't shut you down? I'm like, well, why would they? I mean, think about what I'm telling people is to be prepared. Don't panic. Don't riot. You know, calm down. Have everything you need at home. Chill out. Try to be part of the solution, not part of the problem. I mean, this is the advice that everybody should be getting. This is the advice that the authorities probably wish everyone would listen to. You know, the people, if you're listening to this, you're going to be better prepared than 99%, maybe even more, of all the people out there. You are not going to be a problem. It's those other people who freak out because they don't have water, because they don't have food, because they've lost their savings. Those are the people who are a danger to society. Those are the people that are a danger to the power structure in Washington. Those are the folks that are going to be marching in Washington. Not you. You don't need to march because you're doing fine. If you're prepared, you're not freaked out. And if you're not freaked out, you're not a problem. So even if the authorities, whoever they are, you know, if they're listening, they no doubt agree with what I'm saying, which is to be prepared, be calm, be part of the solution. Don't freak out, you know, don't go running around threatening people or stealing from people. You don't need to steal anything. You should have everything prepared in advance, right? So be part of the solution. Because remember, life goes on, commerce is going to go on, nations go on, it might have a different name, it might be a different address, You know, might be a different picture on the wall in the White House, but nations will go on. There is a future here, even if the dollar collapses. It's not that big of a deal. People get a little overexcited about this stuff sometimes. I know, I hear what you're saying. It's like, what? What are you talking about? The dollar collapses, what happens to our economy? Yeah, it's going to be painful, but remember this, real wealth comes from nature. Everything, the real wealth in the world comes from nature, the food, the minerals out of the ground. The fact that you even have land, the fact that you have air to breathe, the fact that you have sunlight every day, that you have water that falls out of the sky and grows your crops, that's from nature. And nature is not going to betray you. What's going to betray you is human civilization. It's the artificial constructs of society that will betray you. It's the politicians that are betraying you. Mother Nature will not betray you. Even an outbreak of infectious disease, that's not Mother Nature. That's not Mother Nature enacting revenge. That's simply a function of the overcrowding and the lack of basic health care created by the people. That's the people causing that problem. Nature is, in effect, just rebalancing itself like it always does. So real wealth comes from nature, and that will always be here for you. All you got to do is survive whatever challenges are facing you, and you'll be fine as long as you remember where real wealth comes from. I hope that makes sense. I'm not trying to be preachy about it, by the way. I just have a lot of faith in Mother Nature. And I know it can help us in many ways. Okay, canned sardines, says Jerry. I'm surprised I didn't mention this as a food for emergency preparedness. That's a really good point. I'm glad you mentioned that. Canned sardines are an excellent source, as you mentioned, of omega-3s and calcium because you're eating the bones in the fish, right? In fact, I know some people in the superfoods community who eat sardines on a regular basis just because of the RNA and DNA content of the sardines. I actually feed them to my dog, by the way. I don't personally like them myself, but again, that just means I'm not hungry enough yet, right? I could learn to like sardines in the right circumstances. Good point. Much better than other canned foods. Thank you for that suggestion and for allowing me to share that with others. Now, hold on just a second. I need a little hydration here. Okay. Next question from Travis. Can someone with felonies from the U.S. get a passport or travel to Ecuador? Okay. Thing is, probably not. They do require you to disclose any kind of criminal record. And I'm not sure if that completely, if that's a rejection criteria or not. I don't know about that. You'd have to talk to the consulate. There's an Ecuadorian consulate in LA that you can call and you can ask them that question. And the visa that you'd be looking for is the tourist visa, which I think is visa, what is it? 12-9. Yeah, 12-9 is the visa. But thanks for asking that question. That's actually a very good question. I also know they require you to have a medical history so that you don't have any infectious diseases. But, you know, think about it. If they didn't allow people with criminal records into South America, then, gee, how does the White House ever go there? those are the biggest white-collar criminals, the folks running the banking institutions, right? All right. Here's a question from Tommy. Says he's not happy with himself for missing the boat on the gold recommendation, right? So given that the U.S. is no longer minting gold coins, is there a supply of existing coins to trade? Well, yes, but the problem is, of course, now the price has gone up, I think as much as 50%, maybe more, on the gold coins because, again, there's no supply. So we're talking classic supply and demand here. Gary Carlson thinks that the mint may print more gold coins next year. So if that's the case, if you believe that, and I think there's a good chance that that's true, you might wait and just see what happens and see about getting gold coins next year. If you try to buy them now, you're going to pay a premium, and you might regret doing that later because then it's, of course, harder to get your investment back. And thank you for all of your comments, your questions, and your words of encouragement. Here's a question from Rich in New York. I was wondering about the water and electricity to build sites in Ecuador. A lot of people asking about Ecuador. Or are you on your own in terms of digging a well? Yeah, if you buy in a community, such as the San Joaquin community, which I mentioned, they already have it wired with water, the community water, electricity, roads, all that kind of stuff. That's why you pay more there. Otherwise, you have to do it all yourself, and it's very, very expensive to get that done. It's not really just that it's expensive. It's a huge pain. You know, the Ecuadorian people are great people. I love them. But getting them to actually do something like that, really proactive, like come in and install an electric meter, you know, that could take months. Yeah. You might as well just whip out the bribery cash for that one. You're going to pay to make that happen. All right, Ralph asks, do I think the Amero is real? He's referring, of course, to the Amero currency, which could be the new currency replacing the U.S. dollar. Well, I don't know if it's real yet, but I do believe that there are plans in place to replace the U.S. dollar with some other currency. Absolutely, I believe that. They have to have a plan in place because they know what's happening to the dollar. I don't know if it's going to be the Amero or something else. I do know that the Amero coins shown in the videos online by that one guy, I'm not going to mention his name, those coins are not official coins. You can buy those at a coin shop. They're just collector's items. I mean, they're novelty coins, okay? Those aren't real coins from the mint. I've seen what he's talking about. Those aren't real. There's a lot of exaggeration about the Amero out there. Doesn't mean that it's not real. It's just that some people are adding in their own fictions into that discussion. All right, what other countries do I recommend besides Ecuador? Well, Peru is probably not a good one. Central America has a couple of countries, but Panama is probably the best choice there, although the ties with the United States are very strong in Panama, so that's not my first choice. I think Ecuador is the best country in South America. Outside of that, you can go into places like New Zealand. And of course, as many Americans are doing, you can just go to Canada. Canada is a much better country, a much safer place in terms of being insulated from these strange economic events. It doesn't mean that Canada will emerge unscathed, but I think it's going to be a far safer place. For one thing, the Canadians, you know, they're global thinkers. They get it. Their newspapers, for example, report about world events, whereas U.S. newspapers are pretty much focused on the U.S. So the Canadians actually have a better understanding of economics, by and large, than the masses in America, which are not really that well educated. I mean, really. I know, I'm from the Midwest. I can say that, because I'm from there. I've seen it. All right. Next question from Josh, wondering if I believe that silver and platinum are good options to buy in the coming future if the Treasury continues banning gold. I think silver coins are always a great option. The 1 ounce silver coins are great because they're easy to trade. They're not worth that much, so they're a more common type of currency. I do definitely recommend silver coins. Ming asks, how can I protect my assets if they're all tied up in IRAs? Well, depending on who's managing your IRAs, you may be able to make creative investments. For example, you could use them to invest in these debt-free currency funds or other different funds that Stephen Leeb might recommend, different mutual funds out there. American Century has different funds, in fact, that are safer than the typical mutual funds. So you can do that in your IRA, but long term, you know, think about this. You may have to just take money out of the IRA, pay the penalty, and use it to buy something real. That's something to consider. Check with your investment advisor on that one. At least you have your control over your money. At least it's not like Social Security. And if you're my age, I'm 39, you know, we're never going to see Social Security. Not a chance. In fact, if you're not getting it right now, you may never get it. Social Security is a pipe dream. And besides, what are they going to pay us with? Hyperinflated dollars? You know, you collect $800 a month on Social Security and you can buy, like, what, one Skittle with that? What are you going to do with it? It'll probably be worthless, which, of course, is the whole strategy here. If the government can inflate the currency, they can pay off all their obligations with worthless dollars. You see, I mentioned this a couple of weeks ago, that it is actually in the interest of the government that you don't live very long, because they don't want you to live long enough to be a burden on Medicare and to collect Social Security. Every few years, they raise the age of how long you have to live to collect. And at the same time, they keep banning the superfoods and the supplements and the anti-cancer remedies that might keep you alive. These two things are connected, okay? They love the pharmaceutical companies because it kills people younger, which saves the government money. Do the math on this. Longevity is not in the financial interest of your government. Not a chance. All right. We got an email here from Australia, which has guaranteed, the Australian government has guaranteed Australian bank accounts. Can people really rely on that? Yeah, basically you can, because the Australian government will do what any government does. If the banks start to fail, they'll print new money to bail you out. You can bet they will. They'll do it in Australia, they'll do it anywhere. And by the way, he's also asked about health issues. That's a personal question, so I'll answer that via email later for you. That's a personal issue. Okay, how about a good source for healthy chocolate, asks Steve. Well, there's a lot of good sources for healthy chocolate out there. You have Steve Adler's chocolate. You know, that's great stuff. Sacred chocolate, that is what that's called. You have Sun Foods chocolate. You have Empowered Foods chocolate. Go to empoweredfoods.com. It may even be Empowered Chocolate. That's some of the best chocolate you've ever had. I mean, there's chocolate everywhere. We don't have a shortage of chocolate. So just search around. Okay, how will you know of the best time to move out of the USA? Saying goodbye to those you leave behind, asks Tony. Well, how do I know the best time? Well, when I hear people marching outside my door, that's probably a good idea to go. No, you should be out well before that, actually. Good time to go is before any kind of crisis hits. And in terms of saying goodbye to the people you leave behind, I don't really consider leaving them behind. You know, you can keep in touch with people over the phone, over email, video conferencing, all that kind of thing. And you can bring people with you. You're not leaving them behind. Everybody that I know knows that I'm not going to be in America in 2012. And I've given them all information about where I'm going and why I'm going there, and inviting them all to join me. And everybody's got to make their own decisions. Some people want to stay, some people want to go. For whatever reason, that's their choice. So I honor those choices, and I will do my best to help people from afar as I can. But you and I, we cannot be responsible for the lives or safety or the decisions of other adults, right? They each have to make their own minds up, and they have to live with the consequences of their own decisions. And we need to honor that. Okay. Someone is asking from Sydney. Let's see. What? I live in Australia and cannot participate and ask questions due to the time difference. Well, how did you email this then? Okay. Would it be possible to send the gold to Australia? Yeah. You can buy gold in the United States from the people I've recommended, and they can ship it to you in Australia. I think there's a limit on how much currency you can send in at any one time, but that limit is pretty large. I don't know, maybe $10,000 or so. You got to check with your government on what are the restrictions on bringing in currency like that, and then just abide by those rules, and you will be fine. Next question, can you get seeds for sprouting in Vilcabamba? Let's see, that's a good question. I'm actually not sure about that. I haven't seen a source, but, you know, there are lots of people growing a lot of things down there. I may have even seen some small seed sprouting packages in the local stores down there. Yeah, in fact, now I remember I have. But I remember they were kind of pricey for some reason. They were in small packages, a little bit expensive. The good news, though, if you're down there, if you're in Vilcabamba, you may not need to do sprouting so much. You just grow stuff all the time, because you can have fresh vegetables every day of the year out of the garden there. And where can you get bulk dried herbs in South America near Vilcabamba? I don't know. I don't know who's selling dried herbs, but I imagine with all the people moving down there now, somebody's going to be in the herb drying business real soon. Somebody's going to take a couple of Excalibur dehydrators down there and get into that business. Okay. Here's one from Galen, who says, by the way, he ordered from Walton Feed, bought 50 pounds of organic quinoa at another company, and only took a few days to get it. And he's recommending this company, www.quinoa.net. That's Quinoa.net. Can you bring that up? Quinoa.net. For $132, he bought 50 pounds of organic quinoa. Wow, that sounds like a good deal. But I wonder, did that come in a large sack of some sort? Because the advantage of buying it from Walton Feed is that it's in a sealed number 10 can, which has really good shelf life. The one thing I've learned about storing food over the years is that if it's not in a can, critters will get it. Something will find that food, whether it's a mouse or insects or something. Something will go through the bag and it'll get that food. The only thing that's ever worked for me long term is the steel cans. And that's why I recommend the number 10 cans from Walton Feed. But thank you for that tip. So if you want quinoa more quickly, folks, check it out at www.quinoa.net. That's the Quinoa Corporation. All right. Let's see. Hey, Raw Soldier is emailing us. How you doing, Raw Soldier? It's a good safe haven. Let's see. Okay, he's asking, what about Ecuador's participation in the Union of South American Nations? What does it mean for the country? And is it a good safe haven for soldiers who might decide the military isn't in their future anymore? Well, I think Ecuador is a great safe haven for soldiers or ex-soldiers. Also, I think that the new constitution that just passed in Ecuador, of course, moves the country to the left in terms of more socialism. But in this case, I tend to agree with that decision for Ecuador for a few reasons. Number one, it makes education free for everybody all the way through high school. And I believe that every society should do that. You shouldn't have to pay to go to school when you're 13 years old, because that's how you create poverty. And there's a lot of poverty in Ecuador because of that reason. The second thing that they've done is they've given rights to nature. First country in the world that I know of to ever do that in their constitution. So now, if you go in and you clear cut a forest, that's actually a crime against nature. So they're working to really protect nature against those greedy people who would destroy nature for their own personal financial gain. And that's a very progressive, forward-thinking type of thing to do. Now, the other thing that Ecuador has done is they've said that if there's land that's not being used, like some investor bought up 500 acres and they're just sitting on it, doing nothing, that the government can actually come in and take possession of that land and redistribute it to the people. Wow, that's pretty socialist. But, you know, what's happening in Ecuador is that people are starving, some people, and there's land that's being bought up by all these rich people, and it's sitting around and it's not being used. They're just waiting for the prices to go up so they can get rich. I mean, what kind of system is that? So this is designed to actually bring natural resources back into the abundance of the multitude of the people. And I tend to agree with that principle, even though I believe in private property rights. But if you're going to own something, you should use it. If you're not using it, man, if you're not putting it to some good constructive use, then forget it. The government's going to come take it from you. So I can't really argue with that. But it does definitely make Ecuador a more socialist nation, but nothing like Venezuela. Now, in terms of Ecuador's participation in the Union, I don't know exactly what that's doing. A lot of things are in flux right now because of the new constitution, which was just passed, just, you know, a couple of weeks ago. It doesn't even kick in until January. Okay. Someone asks here, Jan asks, regarding needing a health record for Ecuador. We've got a lot of questions about Ecuador. What if you've been living a holistic lifestyle for years and do not have records from the medical doctors? Oh, all you got to do is go find a doctor, have them write a letter for you that says you're in good health and you don't carry any infectious diseases, and that's it. That's all you need. You don't need any records. You just need a letter. That's all you need. Thanks for asking. And if you don't know a doctor who can do that, then, I don't know, ask around, see if you can find one. You might even have to call a regular doctor and go in and do an office visit. Who knows? All right. What will happen in New Zealand in terms of hyperinflation, food shortages, etc.? Well, New Zealand, in my opinion, because it has a much lower population density and because it's really rich in natural resources, like you mentioned in this email, dairy, lumber, mining, and so on, New Zealand's going to be just fine. It's not going to be a big problem. However, Australia, I think, will have bigger problems because of the population densities. Because, you know, Australia is this huge continent, mostly desert, suffering a massive drought. The cities are far, far away, hundreds of miles away. Australia depends on these long supply lines, just like the United States. And Australia is very westernized in terms of consumption and waste and expectations of entitlements. I mean, I lived there. I lived there for a summer. I've seen it firsthand. And, you know, those people know how to take a vacation. I'll tell you that. I wish I could take a vacation like the Australian folks do. Of course, I wouldn't be doing this. I'd be sitting on a beach playing poker or something. No, I love the Australian folks. I didn't mean that to be any kind of derogatory statement. I love the Australian folks. Met some great people there. But they do take a lot of time off at work. But you know what? Hey, they're enjoying life, you know? We should probably do more of that in America. We're too uptight, don't you think? All right, next question. It's Oscar, who says, during the first week, I said I wasn't sure if buying real estate in the U.S. was a good idea, but in the last few calls, I've suggested to buy land. What's going on with that? Oh, yeah, well, I meant land that is outside the United States, preferably. Land that's a good value. But you could find some good values in the U.S. right now because of the bursting of the housing bubble. U.S. land is now really, really cheap in some areas. It doesn't mean it couldn't get cheaper, because it could. But right now, you have a lot of negotiating power. You can go in California or Florida or any of these places where property's been really hammered. If you walk in with cash, cash is king. You can walk in and you can make an offer on a $1 million home and you can bring in $300,000 and say, this is my offer, take it or leave it. You know, they might not take it, but then again, cash is king. So if you've got cash and you want to buy some land, I suggest find where you want to be and start making some really aggressive offers. That would be my advice. But will housing prices fall even more? And the question is, the answer is, it very well could. They could fall a lot more. I'm out of questions. Okay. So they could fall a lot more. Things could get a little bit crazy in terms of the housing market. I mean, they could easily fall another 25%, maybe even another 40%. But it all depends on what happens in Washington. And I can't predict exactly what those folks are going to do. I wish I could. Except, of course, I can predict that they're going to print money. We know they're going to do that. And that, I think, long-term will tend to depress the housing prices. So my advice is, if you're in a home right now and you own most of it, stay right where you are. Don't try to sell it. Don't try to sell it in this market. Not a good market for selling a home. If you own it outright, just stay there, live in it, unless you're in the inner city, which could become very problematic, you know, in terms of social unrest or things like that. If you don't own a home right now, you could buy one. Make sure you get a really good deal. Mention going to Loja for hospitals. This is another question about Ecuador. What about lesser doctor services such as dentists? You know, the best place to go for your dental work is Costa Rica, actually. The Ecuadorian dentists, they're okay. Yeah, they're okay, but they're not great. If you want really great dental work, fly to Costa Rica. Get your teeth worked on there. They're famous for having great dentists. I mean, they'll do better work than you get in the U.S. for one-third the price, maybe one-fourth the price. Okay, what do I expect? Here's another question. What do I expect housing prices to do over the next 24 months? Okay, I already talked about that. A great source for vitamin C is pine needles, he says. You can chew on them or boil them for tea. That's new to me. I didn't know that you could chew on pine needles for vitamin C. That's interesting. I bet they have a very strong antibacterial and antiviral effect, too. Pungent oils in those pine needles. All right, here's Jessica, who's saying that she bought several bulk items from her co-op, and she's storing them in food-grade buckets from Emergency Essentials and Mylar bags, and using diatomaceous earth. I guess that would be... Okay, I see what you're doing. You're mixing the diatomaceous earth with the grains, and you're going to wash the grains later. Okay, that's fine. You vacuum the air out, you seal it with an iron. That's great, great idea. One thing I would add to that is, remember, diatomaceous earth is something that you do not want to be inhaling. So if you're working around DE, as it's called, DE, then you want to wear a respirator mask because you don't want to inhale that. It's made up of actually the exoskeletons of microscopic sea creatures, and they're very sharp on the edges. And if you inhale it, it kind of cuts your lungs up like asbestos. So don't inhale diatomaceous earth. Very dangerous stuff to inhale. But it's not a chemical. It's just a substance, a physical substance with a very sharp edges. And that's how it kills insects, by the way. It gets in there and kind of grinds them apart. Not a pretty picture. So you don't want to inhale that stuff. All right. We are now out of time. 15 minutes over again. Thank you all for your questions. Really appreciate that. Thank you for allowing me to be able to present this information for you. I've worked really hard to bring you the best information that I could put together over these last 4 weeks for you. The response has been really fantastic from people. Everybody's been very positive about this. And I want to thank you for your questions, for your participation. But mostly, I want to thank you for being interested in being prepared. Because as you are doing that, you are part of the solution. You represent the real future of human civilization, really. If things get crazy, not everybody's going to survive, probably. You know, some people won't make it because of food issues, or others because of infectious disease, or some people will go out and cause trouble and get shot. You know, some people won't make it. So the gene pool is going to shift towards those who are prepared. And that includes you. Good news, right? Good news for you and for all of us. Because we are the kind of people, I believe, that can help create a better, more positive future. So it's important that we stick around for that future. It's important to be part of that conversation. Also, I want to say that, you know, I'm going to send you this this audio file as a recording. And by the way, there are two more questions that came in. I will do my best to answer those here in a second. I'll send you the audio files on this as soon as I can, maybe tonight, but it might be tomorrow. And then after this is done, by the way, we're going to be offering this recording of all 4 weeks for sale on the website for a limited time. But guess what? It's going to be priced significantly higher than what you paid for it. So you got the very best deal by joining me live. You got a great deal. I hope you agree with that. I hope you got tremendous value. I try to give you at least your money's worth every single week, enough to pay for the whole thing. And I hope I did that tonight too, by giving you some of these resources and where you can get better deals on things. I've really given you 100% effort here on making sure that you have the information that you need to be prepared. And that's just the way I am. I'll always do that. Okay, a couple other questions have just come in, so I'm going to answer these, and then we got to go here in just a couple of minutes. Judson works for an IT department in Massachusetts. Is it possible to live off the land in Ecuador using my skill set? Okay, you would need an internet connection in Ecuador, which you can get, and you'd have to use your skills. You'd have to contract them out to someone in a first world nation. So using something like Elance.com, where you would be a freelancer, you would contract your services to companies in North America or Europe or Canada or somewhere else, and then you could earn a very healthy income that would support you very well in Ecuador. Okay, another question is from Lucille. What about moving here to Mexico? Oh, okay. What about moving to Mexico? Mexico is definitely a possibility. I know some people who moved to southern Mexico, and are very much enjoying it there. But remember, you don't want to move to Mexico City or any place like that, because Mexico could suffer many of the same problems as America. Not that its currency is tied to the dollar, but that its economy is closely tied to the dollar. There's a lot of money coming out of North America going to Mexico. You know, people are wiring that money all the time on Western Union. And so the economies are intertwined in more ways than you might think. In fact, a lot of manufacturing in Mexico is tied to consumption by Americans in North America. So if you think about that, what happens to America affects Mexico. It affects Canada, too. I mean, it affects everything. But it affects Mexico more than countries like Panama or Ecuador or Bolivia, places like that. So if you go to Mexico, definitely know what you're doing. Check it out first, and don't be in the big cities. That's a very important point. Okay, lastly, I'm going to wrap this up now. I want to leave you with just a few words here. That is, face the future with a sense of confidence. You are more powerful than I think you dare to imagine. You have the power to survive anything that the world can throw at you. You have the power to reshape the future, not just your own future, but the collective future of our world in a positive way. You have that ability right now. You have that influence. You have the intelligence. You have the resources. You have everything you need right now. Don't live in fear of what might be coming. Face the future with a sense of anticipation. In fact, even a sense of excitement about change. Because change is coming. You know it's coming. The question is, what do we make of that change? We can't hide under blankets or behind rocks or in bunkers and just try to avoid the change. I mean, we might want to do that for 48 hours if there's a big riot going on, but long term, we can't do that. We have to be part of the solution. We have to be engaged with the next society that's here. We have to provide leadership. You know, it is people like us that need to be at the forefront of the discussions, not the forefront of the riots. Remember, stay home. Don't join those. But when those are done and people have calmed down, we want to be at the forefront of the discussions, of the grassroots movements. We want to be part of the peaceful resolutions in our society to create a better society in the future. We want a society based on an honest money system so that the crooks in Washington can't do this to us again. You know, we want a society based on freedom of speech so we can talk about health remedies, natural remedies, without being considered criminals. We want a society based on health, where the government is actually interested in keeping people alive rather than having people die before they qualify for Social Security. There's so many things. We want a society that invests money in education, that invests money in our children right here at home, instead of spending money on bombs and bullets and military machines and doing its imperialistic warmongering campaigns all over the world. You know, we have so many things that we could do to help create a better future. But getting to that future requires your survival, requires you to be here, to be healthy, to emerge from whatever chaos or whatever challenges come our way. And that is why I urge you to take action on everything that you've learned here. It's not enough to have just listened and just intellectually acknowledged all of this information. It is critical that you take this and turn it into action right away. And I know most of you are doing that at some level already, and that's fantastic. And keep doing that. Turn this into action as much as possible. And stay tuned to Natural News. I will continue to put out alerts on the financial situation. Any kind of information that I come across that I think is important, I'll continue to put that out on naturalnews.com. And in the future, I may do another live event. Although I'm going to take a rest for a while, I'm going to take an Australian vacation and go take a little time off from this, but I may be doing one of these in the future, and of course I'll announce that on Natural News if that is the case. And by the way, finally, just a thank you to you for giving me the ability to do this. It was the fact that you were willing to trade a little bit of your money for a little bit of my time that was able to allow me to do this. I don't think I could have done this for free, because we would have had 100,000 people sign up and it would have cost me a fortune in bandwidth. So the fact that you were willing to pay just $39 to do this is what allowed me to be able to afford to bring you this information in this format. So thanks for that. That was a great, honest exchange between us, and I hope you found tremendous value in it. Again, it's been my honor and my pleasure to be able to present this to you. I humbly thank you for giving me that opportunity, and I look forward to being able to connect with you again in the future in this way or some other way. And until then, stay tuned to naturalnews.com, stay prepared, and I look forward to joining you in the conversation of the next society that emerges after whatever happens to this one, whether it's a transformation or a collapse and a rebirth or nothing at all. Whatever happens, we're going to be part of the future conversation and the future solution for a better society. Thanks and good night, and I hope to talk to you again soon. Take care.